The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso, Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Before I begin, let me pray for you. This prayer is in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. Again, it's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 20. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Today first of all, I wanted to apologize for the audio of last week's broadcast. The message was too long, and we tried to condense it in 26 minutes. And somewhere along the way, something went wrong. Some of my words were dropped, but I hope and pray that at least you got the gist of the message. It is important for the body of Christ to be in tune with what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church and what he is doing in our midst. So a lot of things happening all around us. When God had me release the prophecy to the church concerning the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence, and it started to manifest in 2016 in a big way, I'm so excited. Never before in the history of the church that manifestation of transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence never manifested in this fashion and in a big way. Truly, God is making a way in the desert, that he is creating new things in his people. We have never experienced or seen this kind of season before. It is here now. If you ask, why don't I see it? How come I'm not a part of it? Well, stay tuned. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to teach us. In Isaiah 42, verse 9, it says, "See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you." It is important for the Thus Saith the Lord to take a center stage in what he is doing in the body of Christ. It's amazing. So I want to share with you two praise reports. I got a phone call from a brother several days ago. I prophesied to him several years ago in a time in his life that he was needing, he was crying out to hear from God. And the Lord sent him to us during one of our prophetic conferences. He received a word from God, and he never let go of that prophecy all these years. Well, several weeks ago, I was praying, and I was being quiet, and I picked him up in the spirit. I discerned that he was fighting discouragement, so I start praying for him. And then I left him a message to be encouraged and not to let go of the prophecy that God has given him. And I heard from him several days ago, and things are going well. He's been very busy. He's been very excited. He's holding on to the promises of God in every areas of his life. He was fighting discouragement because the Lord opened and have given him a company and opened a lot of opportunities for him. It continued to expand. New concepts continued to flow in his being. But he needed the capitalization. So his phone call, his last phone call, really encouraged me because he told me that he got the capitalization. Of course, he needed a few million, right? It's not just a few hundred or a few thousands, a few millions. But what was offered and what was opened up for him is four times as much as he was looking for or the things that he needed. I was so encouraged and I gave him another instruction, sets of instructions, and I encouraged him. But it made my day. Because you know why? Very, very seldom that people that I ministered to, I prayed with, I spend a lot of time praying and interceding for. Once the good things, once their prophecy manifest, I never hear from them. And a lot of times, they will find fault with everything just to give them an excuse to leave, which is fine. But very, very seldom that people that I prophesied on that receive this great report will really come back. But then again, I was always reminded that it happened to Jesus too, so I should not be surprised. In Luke chapter 17, starting with verse 12, it says, as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. They had an incurable disease that in those times it was highly contagious. And Jesus gave them such a simple instruction. I want you to listen to this concerning your personal prophecy and concerning your instruction from God. He just told them, go show yourselves to the priest. Anybody can do that. And as they went, the scripture says, they were cleansed. Verse 15, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you whole. There were 10 of them. All of them were healed, but the Samaritan who gave praise to God, he was made whole. It means to say he received more than healing. And this is one thing that we need to consider. All the prophecies that were given to you, personal prophecies about who you are and what God has planned for your life because he loves you, they contain very simple instruction. Very simple instruction. Only believe, do not fear, do not compromise, follow the instruction to the letter. And those who follow instruction to the letter, they receive their manifestation. A lot of times, we focus on the prophecy of the good things and look forward to the results without really meditating and reminding ourselves that we have to follow those instructions. Because what you believe always produces corresponding action. And if we believe that the prophecy that we received came from God, then we have to treat that prophecy as our reality. It's our world. It's our future. And it cannot be undone, not unless we compromise or we don't follow the instruction to the letter. So I was very encouraged by this brother that he found time just to tell me that everything is going well. It really encouraged me a lot and inspired me. It keeps me going. And I know that God is pleased. And it's amazing on what God is going to do. And he will continue to manifest himself to this brother, which he will receive 2 more opportunities that are beyond comprehension within the next several weeks. See, body of Christ, don't use the gift of prophecy or even the office of a prophet just to hear what you wanted to hear and then forget all about it and then wait for the other prophecy. Or at the same time, don't just pick and choose which instruction you're going to follow. Don't be suspicious of God. Don't be suspicious of God that He will require you something that you cannot do or don't have anything to obey. He knows. Besides, all good things comes from God, and the things that He's blessing you with, He just wants to be glorified with them, and He'll continue to bless you. And at the same time, you must understand that when the prophecy is released and you believed it, you meditate on it, and it will become a reality, do not forget that. Because I kept on telling you, especially starting in 2016, you do not have to protect those prophecy. You use those prophecy as a weapon against the enemy, against all oppositions, against all the challenges that you're encountering. Because once God releases word and you believe in it, it cannot be undone. Jesus will make sure of that. It cannot be undone. Only you will be able to undo the things that God wanted to bless you with by your unbelief or disobedience. But then if you realize it and you repent and go before the Lord, things just got postponed, or He will restore you and give you better things. This is who He is. We need to focus on who God is. He is so much in love with you. There's nothing that you can do that will separate you from that love. And you didn't choose Him either. He chose you first, and He loved you first, even while you were sinners. But you meditate on your prophecy. It will become your reality, and that will strengthen your resolve and will increase your faith, because you know what's going to happen. You are not looking at the facts. You are believing and looking upon the truth, which is Christ Jesus. And the facts can change, but the truth cannot. But the truth can change your facts, especially the ones that you don't want that is happening in your life. Are you getting this? In John chapter 13, verse 3, it says, Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under His power, and that He had come from God and was returning to God. So He knew. He knew that He has all the power and authority. He knew what is taking place. And that's the one thing that you have to resolve in your heart. You have to know, and you know, and you know, and you know that you heard from God, and this is the will of God. You don't have to earn it. You didn't even ask for it in a lot of cases, but it was His plan all along for your life. And just like this brother, he is holding on to what God is telling him. And he cannot be shaken. He may have lots of challenges, but before the end of this summer, things is going to be so awesome that he will continue to praise God in a loud voice, just like the Samaritan who got healed from leprosy with the other 9. So you need to be concerned. Remember, your prophecy and prophecy to the church are your weapons that you can stand your ground, that no matter what is going on around you, and said, if they're contrary to what God has told you and has been telling the church, just be still. And you will know the deliverance, the salvation, and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is so exciting. Are you getting this? Okay. So always, always include God in your life and your plan. Another story, probably I shared this to you, our listeners, probably once or twice, but, you know, things are progressing, things are manifesting in a wonderful fashion that you cannot really understand. We really cannot observe and absorb everything in one time. Several years ago, I was in the Philippines, and I released a prophecy to a brother who is an engineer that his projects, projects that God is going to give him if he continues to praise him and put him first. They'll become landmarks that in any given city or town, they will be well known. And that his business, his company will go international. Well, it went international in a period of 6 months. But he's been looking at this auditorium project. It's in millions and millions. And it's almost impossible. But he just can't let it go because it opened up. The opportunity was opened up to him. Cannot let it go. It's an auditorium for one of the universities in one of the northern provinces in the Philippines. And because of the government red tapes and finances or capitalization, it's almost impossible. I heard about this and he'll continue and continue on trying to push things through and make things happen. And he was hitting walls after walls, blockades left and right. So a week before I left of my return to the Philippines, I was praying and the Lord woke me up early in the morning and said, "Why don't you go there and prophesy and speak to that land for that auditorium to come into being?" And I said, like, okay. So I told Davina, who was with me, and I called Mike and Mama Elena for them to join us. So Kobe and Mama Elena and James and Mike joined us. And I believe Erica also, they joined us with Sandy, Davina, and Nicole. And we have to rent a big van, like a bus, because the drive was 14 and a half hours, just one way. So we went and we arrived there at nighttime, but I said, like, no, I came here, the Lord sending me for one purpose. So even at nighttime, I asked the driver to take me to that place where the auditorium is supposed to be built. And I used the headlights of the van for me to see. So while people are waiting for me, I just walked out, grabbed that piece of land and pick up some dirt and throw it in the air. And I prophesied for that auditorium to come into being. And then we left early in the morning to catch our flight to return to San Antonio. It was a very wonderful trip, but at the same time, it's just like we were all tired. And you know what happened? Things open up. And the phase one of the project has been completed last year. And now I think the completion of the full project, second phase, will be finished by the end of this year. So I asked this brother and said, if you can talk to them and to the governor, I want to hold a miracle crusade there. I wanted to hold a pastor's conference into that place. Or hold a Christian concert to give glory to God, because the impossibility became the possible. And it glorifies him and it blessed his brother. And at the same time, it inspired many people to believe the impossible. And I'm running out of time again. So I'm heading towards the Philippines, probably last part of November, and return here before Christmas, so that I can at least rest and prepare for the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st. I just wanted to encourage you, listeners. I have been busy helping set up companies right now with the core group and especially with the youth. Companies and opportunities have already manifested, and I'm having a wonderful time. No matter how tired I am, it's been such a wonderful journey because God is really faithful. And the one thing that I learned, and you must tell yourself and remind yourself all the time, these are God's plan. This is in His heart. It brings the Father God great joy to give us the kingdom. And as we apply God's ways of doing things here on earth, things are manifesting left and right. I just held a business school or a business conference on July 29th And I did not announce it because for those that had not been attending the business schools or the prophetic schools, you will have a lot of questions that I really don't want the people that are ready and had been trained to be slowed down or to postpone the things that they're supposed to have. We have a wonderful time. And from the look of their eyes, I can see that they are finally getting it. That's the most exciting part. They are finally getting it. And that's what they're talking about. And then we started identifying what belongs to the world system or Babylonian system and what belongs to the kingdom of God. And me too. I am learning so much from it. But it is important for us that God has reminded us, whatever your knowledge or training or abilities that you got, don't make any plans or don't jump into conclusion that that's where God is leading you. You need to wait for the Holy Spirit because you and I have never been this way before. We need His leading. We need His teaching so that we cannot and we will not contaminate the things of God with the things of the world. And that's how things get postponed and that's when problems come in. And of course, we learned. It is not that God is going to disqualify you if you made a mistake. He looks at your heart. And if your heart is right before Him, He will find a way to restore you and bring you back in. So this business school, I believe, is the best that I've given so far. And I learned as well as I taught, because in this season, what we heard, we have to apply it. We just don't believe it and believe it. You know, hundreds of years, many Christians believed, and they're standing on the word that the wealth of the wicked is laid out for the just. But it has not been manifesting, only in a smaller portion, but not this year. But not next year because of the season that we have. Remember, I read to you Isaiah 42:9. See, the former things have taken place and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. God always tells His church. He always informs. He always announces what He is planning on doing. And the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence has been announced and released to the body of Christ. And also for the year 2016, and said in 2016, the church, He's talking about you and I, you will look good, you will live good, you will feel good, right? You will be good, and you're going to do good. And some of us, you will sound good, all for the glory of God, and for your benefit and for the benefit of His people. So keep that in mind. The transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence is here. But it is important for you to understand you cannot just confess it. You have to be willing and obedient so that you will eat the fat of the land. That is also in the scripture. So this is a new thing. So we've never been here before, and I am excited for the body of Christ. For those of you who don't believe it, are not getting it, that's okay. You're going to catch the next train. But with us, we are already on board, and we are leaving. The train has left the station, so you need to go and jump in the next one if you are not on board yet. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time. Don't forget, join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off IH-10. Sunday services in the morning starts at 10:30 and in evening it's 7 p.m. and also Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the evening. We're going to announce more training. And don't forget, mark your calendar. Don't plan anything on December 31st. 2016 for the prophetic gathering of the saints. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today.
If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.